You're listening to Shh, My Kids Are Asleep, and I'm your host, Rachel Nix. Episode 7, The Pickup Line. Hey, hope everyone's doing fabulous. I'm doing okay. We just got off of spring break, and with that brings everyone's favorite thing, school. You know, because school happens after spring break. My kids went away for spring break. I know. Can you believe it? During COVID, I sent my kids away. Okay, I didn't send them away. Like, they were only up the freeway at my aunt's house, and they had a blasty blast. And I'm glad that they did. And I'm so thankful that I have family that cares enough to spend time with my kids. But, you know, because mainly not everybody has that. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for the support of my family. And I'm thankful that they can go be around loving people that I know will take care of them. Because she did the same thing for me when I had spring break. Me and my sister would go spend time with her. Although this spring break was kind of whack because normally she does stuff like takes the kids to Great America and, you know, the roller rink and the movie theaters. It was very modified because COVID. But they still had fun, and that's all that matters. But now that spring break has broke, because we're done, the kids are back in school. And my least favorite thing ever is back in play in my life. And that is the school pickup line. Although this year I've been really good at avoiding the school pickup line, and it's not what you think. Like, I know you're probably thinking, oh, you avoided the school pickup line because COVID and kids were distance learning. No. See, since the start of the year, my kids have staggered back into seat learning. And when I say staggered back, I mean like the youngest went first and then the middle and then the oldest, like the school staggered the grades coming back. So regardless of what time of year it was, I was still in the school pickup line, which if you know me, then I try my best to make light of the school pickup line. And if you're like, what is the school pickup line? Okay, if you have kids in your life, it doesn't matter if it's like your neighbor's kids, your mama's kids, that would be your brother and sister, or your own kids, then you know that the school pickup line is where you go to a school and you drive around the front of it or in a parking spot location, and it's where all the kids are released and you pick up your kids. And it's a line, school pickup line. But it's like a line of cars. So that's the school pickup line. It's basically the same as the school drop-off line, only worse, like 5 million times. I don't understand why the school drop-off line is so fluid and amazing. It's like comparing nothing. It's like comparing running water to LA traffic. That's what school drop-off line and school pickup line is like. The school drop-off line is like the biggest headache of my life. Like, nobody prepares you for certain things in life. One of them is like getting your taxes done. Nobody prepares you for that. Don't worry, my taxes are done. My husband takes care of them. But nobody prepares you for taxes. Nobody prepares you for the school pickup line. There's plenty of things in our lives that, you know, would make life. I know you're probably like, well, didn't you ever sit in the school pickup line when you were a kid? Yeah, but school pickup line for an adult and school pickup line for a kid is completely different. It's like they're two different worlds in one world. Like, when you're a kid and you get in the car, I'm assuming they get in your car and they start talking to you about their day, unless you're a not nice parent and you're just like, get in and stop talking. I don't want to hear your voices. Be quiet. You don't exist right now. Then, sorry. But if you're like me, my kids get in the car and they just talk about their day. And I have multiple children, so the entire car ride is taken up by talking. So, and they're not driving the car, so they don't know what kind of LA traffic we're looking at here. They don't know that we're bumper to bumper with every PTA mom and soccer mom from here to the crosswalk. They're not worried about that. They're worried about you signing their papers so that they could watch movies at the end of the school year or go on that one end of the school year field trip. They don't care about the bumper to bumper traffic you're in. So you just say, yeah, cool. You know, all those like filler words so that they think you're listening. Just kidding. I listen to my kids when they talk. Back to the school pickup line. The school pickup line is like another dimension. It's like hell on earth. Excuse my language if you don't say H-E double hockey sticks and your kids are listening, but it is. It's like hell on earth. And I say that because, like, oh man, there's just so many elements to it that make it so stressful. The kids that just walk all willy-nilly all over the place. Here's one that really gets my gears grinding, is the parents that park their car in a moving line and get out and go skylark all over the campus. My husband says skylark, so I'm using it. But it means like to goof off, if you don't know what skylarking is. They just get out and they skylark. They just live their best life on campus while the rest of us are sitting behind their vehicle. And usually it's me. Like, it's usually me. You think I would pay attention to those brake lights long enough to realize 1, 2, 3, those brake lights are taking too long. There's a big gap in front of them. They're parking. No, I'm not there yet in my driving game, apparently, to realize that's what these people are doing. They're parking and getting out of their car. And it's so annoying because everyone behind me knows that they shouldn't be doing that. They know they shouldn't be doing that because they do the little like, oop, I'll be right back, and point at their car and their self and then the school and do this weird like shrug. Yeah, we know what you're doing. Skylarking. And you shouldn't be. You should do like us and tell your kids to go wait by the flagpole so that they can walk over to your car and get in and keep the line moving. All right. All right. Oh, and I feel really bad for the parents that can't like be in the school pickup line. I know there's a select parent that doesn't get to be in the school pickup line. For them, I feel even a greater sense of sorrow. And that would be the kindergarten parents. The kindergarten parents can't. They have to go pick up their kid from the kindergarten pickup spot. Which, let's be honest. Is it really necessary to pick up the kindergartner from the kindergarten teacher? Think about it with me. I know it sounds like, well, they're little and they're cute and they don't know what to do, blah, 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 right? But stay with me. First and second graders are either the same age as some of the kindergartners or only a year older, maybe 6 months older, sometimes 3 months older than the kindergartners. And they get to just go off on their own, right? So why can't the kindergartners do that? And then when they get to first grade, nobody tells them like, hey, you're free. No one's going to stand here with you like they did last year. None of that. It's like, I don't understand sometimes, but I do. My thoughts are with those kindergarten parents. I'll be back there again. I still have one kid that's not in school. So I'll be back at that kid. No, I won't. I'll just make one of the big girls go get her. Loopholes. I feel like that's a parenting win. When you figure out how to beat the system with your own kids, that is like the best feeling ever. Like, I do this thing where my kids are buddies. So I have 2 older daughters and 2 younger daughters. Yes, I have 4 children and I love them all. They're amazing. But we do a buddy system, and mainly it's so that I don't have to do the parent count, because when you have multiple children, you count your kids constantly. I don't know why we do this, but we're like 1, 2, 3, 4. They're all here. 1, 2, 3, 4. They're all here. 1, 2, 3. Someone's missing. And then like you have to figure out who's missing, and then you have to figure out where's the last one. So instead of that, I just buddy. So I love beating the parenting system. Like, I love it. And if you haven't figured out loopholes in parenting, I am so sorry. Hopefully you take a little bit of notes during my podcast and I can help you out, because I'm the cheat codes. I can't stand that nobody gives anybody else cheat codes in parenting. I don't know why we don't. Like, it's really not that serious. I mean, parenting is serious business, but it's not that serious to keep all these secrets. Like, help a sister out. We're all in the same boat. Nobody knows what to make for dinner. We don't. And if you make a meal plan for the whole month, share it, because we need help. I mean, I have a meal plan Pinterest. Help yourself if you don't know anybody and I'm the only one you're listening to on podcast, thank you. But also, Pinterest is really a great resource. Ooh, real quick though, while I'm on the topic of Pinterest, my cousin messaged me when I first started this and was like, hey, I know you're really good at crock pots and instant pots. I am, but I need some recipes because he wants to like use his crock pot and instant pot more and doesn't want to like work all day and come home, yada, yada. Okay, cool. I got you. So I told him all these recipes that I got from Pinterest. They're like crock pot dump recipes. Then I followed it up with, by the way, super cool cleaning hack. Get yourself crock pot liners. The day I found out crock pot liners existed, I almost had a heart attack. Look, I don't like doing dishes. There are some weirdos out there that like doing dishes. I'm not one of those weirdos. I'm not trying to wash a dish ever. The day my kids were old enough to do chores, I was like, yes. But sometimes I can't stand when they don't do it right, so I'll wash them. But that's another topic for another day. Crockpot liners, game changer. If you don't know about them, you're welcome. High five, Reynolds. They're the ones that created them, and I love them. There's a mom somewhere in Reynolds that created that. I don't care. That's or a dad who was tired of hearing his wife complain about cleaning the crockpot. Cleaning crock pots are the worst. And whoever decided to make a crock pot insert, like the ceramic insert, because back in the day when I was younger, crock pots didn't come out of the like the little basin or whatever. No, you had to clean the whole crock pot. How do I know this? Because my mom used to make me do it. And I don't know how you ladies lived that life. It's a hard life. Why? I don't know why you would do that to yourself. No, no, ma'am. Back to the school pickup line. So, sorry. This is valuable information, okay? So, at my kid's school, they redid the parking lots. And I'm like, yay, we're going to make a better, more fluid parking lot. I was so excited for this because they decided to take the COVID time to do this because no one was going to be there. There'd be no kids on campus. I was like, sweet, I cannot wait to see this new parking lot. Well, there's only one way in and there's only one way out. So I was like, cool, people are going to be smart and drive like normal. No, 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 no. Nobody took into account the amount of children that walk home from school and the crosswalk that interferes with the exit of the vehicles. There's like so many factors to the school drop off or the school pickup line that like make it so ridiculous. Besides the skylarking mom that parks her car there. Oh, there's little purple cones. I don't know whose idea it was, but I know it was some administrator that thought, let's take this wide, wide lane and turn it into two lanes. And good for them for trying to come up with the solution. But also, no, because some of us, like me, learned how to drive in San Diego. That should tell you. I know how to maneuver through a wide lane. I know how to get out of the school parking lot. And then you decide to turn it into two lanes. And now I'm just sitting here in LA traffic in the school parking lot. Thank you for whoever did that. And I mean that very sarcastically. No, thank you. I'm upset about it. Okay, so while I'm on the school drop-off line, I'll just touch on two topics real quick. There's a PTA parking spot that I used to park in all the time. I don't know who came up with this idea, but I don't park in it anymore because I don't need to. But I used to park in it all the time before it became the PTA overpriced parking spot. I'll get to the explanation in a minute. But it's like the front of the parking lot, first parking spot closest to the school, right? Because I don't want to be the person clogging up the school pickup line. I park in a parking spot. You hear that lady who likes to skylark all over the campus? There are parking spots. Go sit in one and then get out of your car and then go skylark. Stop congesting the flow of traffic. So this parking spot, right? Somebody got the grand idea to label it as the auction winner at our fall festival. Yeah, so my kids every year, prior to COVID, had a school fall festival, and there was a silent auction, and there's things that you can like win. If you don't know what a silent auction is, it's basically like people put prizes on a table and a sheet of paper, and then like you just write down your name and then like your auction price. Like if somebody's like, oh, this bit starting bid is $5. Okay, I bid $5.25. And then you just like write under them until they close the silent auction. Well, that's like a coveted parking spot now, and everybody like loses their mind to park there. And until somebody decided to turn it into a silent auction. Now they just lose their minds on that paper. Like that paper is always filled out and flipped over and filled out, and then they got to put a new paper on it. And it's like $200. Why? Who? No. So you know what I did? I went and created my own parking spot. Now, if your kids go to my kids' school, I'm not about to tell you where that parking spot is. I know you see me because parents all the time drive by and they just look at me. I don't even mind that I created my own parking spot. I'm sure somebody is sitting in their car every day looking at me like, is she allowed to park there? I am. I checked. Don't take my parking spot. But may the feeling be with you if I'm not there to pick up my kids because it's free game. But just don't park in it because I like it. Also, the other thing is, remember I said there's only one entrance and one exit? There are rogue people that don't want to sit in the school traffic jam, so they just go out the in. And when I'm feeling, you know, when I'm feeling kind of, well, you know, when I'm feeling like a rebel, I do it. I go out the in. Some days you just can't sit in the line. Some days you got to just break the rules, and I can't stand it. And occasionally I have like that one lady, because I've done it like a handful of times this year. I have that one lady who's coming to pick up her kids and I'm leaving out the inn, and there's enough room. No one's going to get in a like car accident, but she always looks at me like judgy, you know, like, girl, you should not be going out the inn, get in the traffic jam. But I'm not trying to do that. Some days I just want to come back to my house and live my best life without that headache, because that traffic jam to get out of there is a headache. It's a headache. It's a real bad headache. If you don't have this issue because your kids are still distance learning, or maybe they're homeschooled, God bless you. There will be a day when you have to do this, like graduation day. Yeah. Leaving graduations, same thing. Leaving a wedding, same thing. It's parking lot traffic jam. And I am so sorry that you don't get to enjoy it day in and day out like some of us parents do. Listen, I think we can all agree at the end of the day, all we want are happy and healthy kids. So I guess I could stay in the school traffic jam for a couple more years and listen to their stories about the day. Anyways, if you want to email me, you can just email shmykidsareasleep@gmail.com. That's sh with three H's @gmail.com.